It's time for the 2-Minute Drill on the Bill Riley Show. A quick hit look at what's going on around the world of sports locally, regionally, and nationally. The 2-Minute Drill, brought to you by Alta Mortgage Financial on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Got Where Are They Now Wednesday coming up, presented by our friends here at Carmelo Mitsubishi and formerly Used Car Outlet. We do the 2-Minute Drill first, though, presented by Alta Mortgage Financial as we begin hour two of the Bill Riley Show. Man, it only took 2 weeks, but the injury bug has attacked the National Football League. Brent Sobolewski, NFL analyst from the Bleacher Report, joins us right now. Usually we need 3 or 4 weeks for the carnage to really hit, Brent, but goodness gracious, NFL GMs and fantasy football owners have taken a hit this week, haven't they?
Well, it's not just injuries. They're key injuries as well. And unfortunately for the Minnesota Vikings, they've got the brunt of it in the last couple weeks. In 22 days, they've lost their starting quarterback, their starting running back in Adrian Peterson, and their starting left tackle in Matt Khalil. So now you're asking Sam Bradford to step up and say, hey, this is your team now. You don't have Adrian Peterson to turn around handoff to. You're not Teddy Bridgewater, but we need you to lead us to the playoffs. So this is exactly what the predicament that injuries put you into, and the Vikings have been hit the hardest.
Is it crazy to say this, Brent, but they've been through the quarterback thing before, and they've been through the Adrian Peterson thing seemingly every year, plus AP looked a little old this year. Is maybe the bigger of the three injuries the Khalil injury?
Well, Khalil hasn't played well necessarily at the beginning of this year because he's been dealing with that hip throughout, and T.J. Clemens played well for him last year in stretches. So I look at the Peterson one mainly because you don't know exactly what you're going to get from the running game. In 2014, they ran for over 1,100 yards with Matt Asiata and Jerick McKinnon. Those are your two running backs. And it's nice that you can sign the Denver Broncos leading rusher from last year, Ronnie Hillman, to bring into your lineup as well. So long as they can get that running game and keep the box a little bit stacked, Bradford can exploit mismatches. So that's why I look towards Peterson maybe as being the biggest of the three.
Hey, Brent, is this just gamesmanship from Bill Belichick? We were hearing reports Sunday night that Garoppolo might be out 3 or 4 weeks with an AC joint issue, and now Belichick saying game-time decision. This got to be gamesmanship, right?
Absolutely. When you look at it, particularly on a short week, you need to get the rookie ready. The rookie third-round pick in Jacoby Brissett, who needs all the time imaginable to lead this offense. You can't bounce back from that type of injury in such a short amount of time. Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm sure, would love to play this weekend, but the reports are, as of today, still can't raise his arm above his shoulder level. That puts the rookie right into the starting lineup with Julian Edelman as your backup on Thursday Night Football.
It should be interesting. He's with Bleacher Report. He's an NFL insider. Brent Sobolewski with us here on the 2-Minute Drill here in Salt Lake City on the Bill Riley Show. Thanks, Brent.
Hey, have a good one. Thank you.
All right, you too. There we go. We'll go from the NFL to Major League Baseball, where we are heading down the stretch. About 11 games to go, and the National League and the American League wild card look is really, really tight. Mike Axisa joins us. He covers Major League Baseball, writes about Major League Baseball. You'll find his work at CBSSports.com. Mike, which is harder to predict right now, the National League wild card where there's a three-way tie or the American League wild card where it looks like there's still about 5 teams in play?
You know, I think right now the National League is a bit more complicated because those 3 teams are tied. You know, if the season ended today, they would have to play an entire set of complicated tiebreaker games. And in the American League, the Blue Jays and the Orioles, is a little bit of a distance between them and the other teams in the race. So I think right now with those 3 National League teams, the Mets, the Cardinals, and the Giants, that's the one that's more fascinating to me, and that's the one I think is going to be a little bit tighter down the stretch.
You know, the Royals won and got to the World Series out of the wild card a couple of years ago. Are any of these wild card teams, in your opinion, championship caliber teams, or are they maybe a team that can win a series, either league?
You know, I think the Blue Jays are probably the best team out of all the clubs that are in the wild card mix for both leagues. You know, I'm kind of surprised that they've fallen this far behind in the division because they've got a pretty good offense, obviously, even though they haven't been scoring much lately. The pitching staff is pretty good. The other team that I think, as bad as they've been in the second half, I still feel like the Giants could be pretty dangerous in the short postseason series when you got to face Bumgarner. Assuming Cueto's healthy, he left last night with the groin injury. If they got Cueto healthy, they've got 2 really good pitchers. And this is a team that They've won World Series titles. The core is still in place from those championship teams. They get a fresh start, wipe away kind of the mess that was the second half, and just kind of go about their business in the postseason. I think they could be pretty dangerous if they manage to get in and not complete this historic collapse is what it would be.
Is there any chance Big Poppy changes his mind? The man is on a record tear for home runs down the stretch. He's playing great baseball right now. You think there's any chance in the offseason he might say, I'll come back and DH one more time?
You know, I honestly don't think that is going to happen. I don't think he would even seriously consider it because you hear him talk every day. He says he's in a lot of pain. His feet are just, they're killing him. He's had a lot of injuries over the years. And, you know, even as the DH, not having to play the field, it's still hard on him to get ready every day. And I think he's just done with the day-to-day grind of baseball. I mean, even as a DH, it's still a grind for him. Even though he's having this historic season, it's one of the best final seasons ever. I still think he's walking away when it's after the season.
Great stuff, Mike. Thanks as always.
Sure.
Mike Exesa, CBS Sports with us here on the 2-Minute Drill here on the Bill Riley Show, presented by Alta Mortgage Financial.